You know, anybody who doesn't believe the matrix is real, the spiritual matrix that we're in, it's a spiritual matrix. I have so much proof, it's not even funny. I had somebody I had to quit talking to because their middle name goes back to eugenics, and people around them, one person, every time they'd call, they'd tell me a story about one person. One person would had shot themselves, killed themselves, and every conversation, they're always talking about suicide stuff. And I thought, this person's trying to put those thoughts in my mind. And then had a family member, every time I talked to them, they would bring up the past, they would talk about suicide or something, maybe not suicide, but they'd say stuff like trying to insert, you know, insert words about killing yourself or shooting yourself or something. It's like, okay, they're working together. And it's like, they don't seem together, but they are working together. And when you finally realize these people, they actually hate you. And they might even be your family or friend or whatever, so-called. They might claim to be your friend or your bloodline, but they hate you because you trust Jesus. You're born again. You're not of this plane. You're extraterrestrial. You're outside of the earth plane. You're born again. And they hate you and they want to see you die because you don't get your identity down here. You don't build them up. You don't give them glory and praise and honor. We give it all to Jesus, right? We preach Jesus, not ourselves. We don't care about their good deeds, their good works, if they build 1,000 churches or whatever. We don't give them the glory and the praise. We give God the glory and the praise, but they want to be worshipped because they're earthbound. The earthbound creature wants to be the center of attention, wants to be worshipped, wants to be lifted up, wants to be patted on the back, wants to be, you know, it's all right to say good job to people. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it makes people feel good if you say, hey, you did a good job, or great content, great this, great that. But when you don't do it to the earth creature, they get mad because that's what they're trying to do. I'm watching the AI program run around like crazy right now. It's trying to find some way to get in. And I'm putting up so many roadblocks for the AI flesh-minded creatures to get in. And then I went to lunch today, and I was thinking about that. I was thinking about how you don't want to commune with devils. You don't want to break bread with devils, you know. And so I sit down at the restaurant and I looked up and there was this thing on the TV. It said Norton LifeLock. LifeLock. You're locking them out, right? So you're locking them out. LifeLock. And in the advertisement, it had a bunch of blimps. Just like the Fringe. Just like Doctor Who, when they were in another universe, there was always these blimps flying around. And so when you're in the spirit walk and you do a life lock and you don't commune with devils, you're in another unit, you're in another realm. You're outside of time. You're in the eternal state right now. You are in the eternal state right now. And they're so caught up in the natural that the drama doesn't let them see that now is the time. Now is now is now is now is now. Every moment is now. Every moment is the same truth. Every moment is the cross. So I went to eat lunch and that animal had to die. That I ate that meal and those plants had to die. It's the same eternal story. Every time you go to sleep, you wake up, every moment of every day is the story of the cross. And so you're playing out a story. And so you're not really concerned about the temporal. You're concerned about the eternal, and that's why they're mad, because you don't care about the temporal. And they're all mad because you don't get bent out of shape like them, or you don't care about what they care about. I was sitting there at the restaurant. I was thinking, okay, I got these people talking beside me, talking about their little electronics project, three retired guys. And then I got other people around me. You hear them talking. And I was thinking, everybody's got their little thing, right? It's just a piece of the pie, right? It's not the whole. So everybody's busy and occupied with the piece and not the whole. And what is the piece? So everything unfolds and unfurls from the cross. Everything that you're doing, you're eating, you're drinking, you're eating of Christ and drinking of Christ and what he did on, you're sustained by Christ. And so everybody's got their little sports or activity or their hobbies, and that's what they're doing, right? That's what they're focused on, their little piece of the pie, and they get a big kick out of it. And if they can get other people involved in their little piece of the pie, they really get a kick out of that, because they got somebody to commune with about the temporal. But eventually, wouldn't you get tired of the temporal? The temporal, eventually, let's say you did have some little circuits and electronic project. You're going to invent a new kind of radio. It's smaller and better reception. The antennas are better. You make the antenna, you keep making it better. The antenna, what's the end game? There's no end game. It's not, you're always going to be keep trying to make it better, you know? Everybody's caught up in their thing, in their fad, in their movement, in their whatever it is. But it's just a piece of the whole. It's not the whole. It's not the whole pie. It's the piece of the pie. It could be doctors and nurses and teachers and lawyers. I mean, how many lawsuits you got to realize it's just the same stuff? How many times you got to take somebody's temperature so you realize the same stuff? How many times you got to reset a bone? It's the same stuff. The same stuff over and over. And so if you don't get bored with the temporal, the pieces, and don't seek the whole, it's boring. And then when you see the whole, that everything's of the cross, and that story of the cross, what Jesus did on the cross, when you see the whole, then it's like you can look around you and say, you know, you might say, that's impossible. No, it ain't. Listen, cross your fingers, cross your heart, cross the street, crosshairs, crossword puzzle, cross your legs, cross your arms, cross your fingers, crossbow. Cross it out. Cross is encoded in everything. Crisscross. Kris Kringle. Cross. Kris Kringle. Crisscross. That's crazy stuff. It's so crazy. It's not even fun. It's so crazy, and everybody's sleeping. Everybody's asleep. Everybody's asleep. They're so focused on the piece, and they're mesmerized by the piece of the pie instead of the whole. They're mesmerized by their little piece of the pie, but there's a whole pie, and it's like the piecemeal is like zombie mindset. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so the word of truth is on that 2D, but it's also in the 3D. And when you rightly divide it, what you're going to find out is everything goes back to cut, turn, union, flow. You're being cut, you're being turned back in, you're being union back with God, and you're in the flow in Christ. It's a trip. And everybody's all bent out of shape over their piece of the pie. I want my piece of the pie. Well, why don't you want the whole pie instead of a piece of the pie? That don't make sense, people. They want their piece of the pie instead of the whole pie. I'd rather have full, whole knowledge instead of partial knowledge. I'd rather have the whole truth instead of piecemeal truth.